Quincy.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston.
And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. Are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? In times like these, you need to find a heart's way to clear the blocks to being in your heart, where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this place. I can support you to create space to find your own answers and trust your intuition. I can help you to get back to your authentic self and be more aligned with who you really are and your true soul purpose. As a result of our work together, your life starts to unfold, become aligned, and easier. Visit me at www.intuitivesoul.com, and we can create a program to assist you. And I'm also offering a free 30-minute consultation to find a heart's way to hear the gentle guidance of your soul. So, this is November 17th, and all November we've been talking about how to shift from your head to your heart. And tonight we're going to use, you know, how to shift from your head to your heart using your intuition. Next week is your Thanksgiving, so I will not be on live next week, but you will be able to listen to a repeat show. So I hope you have a great Thanksgiving weekend. And so tonight, let's give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or just go to the front page and instant message me. So I'd like to invite you to begin to shift from your head to your heart. We're predominantly in our heads most of the time, reflecting the past or projecting into the future. We distract ourselves with an array of doings, from trying to understand ourselves better, to trying to change ourselves, to trying to fix or heal ourselves. However, through this, we're still trying to do something, which means we are in our heads. And I want to encourage you to experience another way in moving from your head and forever doing something to dropping into your heart where you can be. Moving from your heads to our bodies and ultimately into our hearts means we're not doing, but we are beginning to be. And we can respond to situations and people by being loving for ourselves or others instead of reacting unconsciously from fear, because we are in our heads and not in the present moment. So if we were to use our intuition to assist us, you know, our intuition often comes from that space, often comes from that stillness, that quietness, that place within our hearts. A lot of times, and there are different things that people often use. Some people, you know, they're in their, you know, their third eye, which is, you know, kind of that spot just above your forehead, just above your brow and in the middle. And a lot of people in the past have used this, and this, you know, a lot of people can see through this place, can hear, can use their intuition there. A lot of people, when they're talking about their intuition, they say their gut. You know, they have a gut feeling. So that's very much a solar plexus way. And I think we all have a unique way of being. I think we all have a unique way of finding our intuition. The one I find the most reliable, or the one that I find works for me the most, is by moving into my heart. And our heart, you know, guides from a different space. It's not one where we're often having to do something. It's really a space where we're feeling our way into things. And we're coming from a place of love versus fear, because there usually isn't fear within our hearts. I mean, we have had our hearts broken. We've gone through many different phases with our hearts. We've put a lot of blocks in front of our hearts. But when it comes to feeling from this space, it's always a place of love. And usually the guidance that comes from this place is also one that is not necessarily, you know, specific and directional and, you know, what can you do. It's really, you know, how are you feeling? What makes, you know, what are the qualities that you're feeling? What makes your heart sing? What makes you passionate? These are the things and the questions that your heart usually asks of you. So it's not so much what can you do, but what can you be? How can you be differently? How can you be in a space of peace? How can you feel the peace around you that's ever present, or that oneness that's always there in the midst of your head or your ego or our life that happens around us? And that comes from our heart. That's the space that I encourage and suggest that we move into, because that's the place where we can shift a lot of our doings into beings. That's where we can stop and take the moment to follow our breath and to be more conscious in our breathing, and just to be more conscious of where we are and how we fit into the world and what our soul is guiding us to be. So give us a call. This is a live call-in show. It is October 17th at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant message right on the front page of sky.radio.com. Okay, so the first part of the process is to learn acceptance. Instead of trying to do something, we can just learn to be, which means that we learn to accept our circumstances instead of resisting them. We often are in a state of resistance. Whenever there's something that we want to control, or we want to change, or we want to manipulate, it's really because we're in resistance. We're in resistance to what is occurring around us, what is happening to us, what we believe is happening to us, what we believe is going on in our lives that we want to change or control or manipulate or distract ourselves from. We're very good at distracting ourselves. And so when we're in that, we're very much in a state of resistance. And I know how incredibly difficult it can be to just accept a situation that doesn't feel right or doesn't feel like it should be that way, or, you know, a relationship ends and it doesn't feel right. It's like there's some part of you that doesn't accept that it's over, or doesn't accept how it's evolving. Or maybe it's, you know, your career is in a place that you're not happy with, so you're not able to accept where you are, or your financial situation is not in a place where you're happy. And so again, you're not able to accept the circumstances around which your life is currently in. And it becomes an interesting shift if you can look at it from a place of, okay, so this is where I am. And what if this is exactly what was supposed to happen? What if this is what should be happening in my life right now? What can it tell me about me? What can it tell me about who I am, where I'm going? What can it tell me about the resistance that I have in my life? What am I trying to do to change this? Or can I just sit back and accept? Accept that maybe we're in a period of transition. Except that maybe the relationship was supposed to end this way to assist me in some area that will allow my soul to grow. Maybe the job that I was comfortable in is no longer comfortable. And so maybe by being let go or fired or have something happen in the workplace, it was to allow my soul to find some freedom. I'll allow my soul to grow in a different direction. So these are the types of things that we want to look at tonight, want to look at within ourselves. How does our heart guide us? And what does our head usually tell us what to do? Our head is always trying to either use the past reflections or the future projections. And through that, it is usually trying to control a situation. It's usually through resistance by, you know, either distracting ourselves completely by using something that will numb us, whether that's TV, alcohol, drugs, sex, something that will take us out of the experience we're having right now and shift our thoughts from where we're feeling resistance, where we're feeling pain, where we're feeling discomfort, into a place where we'll just forget about everything. So we're numbing ourselves, and we're really good at numbing ourselves. The problem with numbing ourselves is it's a reaction that we have chosen that is allowing us not to choose consciously, but well, again, some people may choose consciously. However, when our soul is trying to help us understand something, distracting ourselves is not going to allow us to grow, is not going to allow our souls to evolve. And that's really what we're here to do. No matter what happens in our lives, no matter where we go, it's always about growth. It's always about allowing our soul an evolutionary path. And our souls are always wanting to grow. Everything in the universe, everything within this realm is growing. There is nothing that stays stagnant. And when we get stagnant, when we're stuck through fear or resistance, then that's when we, you know, that's when we start to get stuck. And that's what we don't want to do. So we do have our first caller. It's almost time for break. So why don't we go to break first, and then we come back and we will talk to John. So we're going to go to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Hi, I'm Sue Lundquist. I want to help you to embrace the life you've always envisioned. Listen to us on the I'm Thankful Network, Monday through Friday. Listeners from all the backgrounds come together as we identify the truly important aspects of life. The I'm Thankful Network is like comfort food for the soul. In short, we want you to be positively positive about where you are headed. Join us every weekday for the I'm Thankful Network. Fun, educational, and empowering. Tune in to find yourself all over again.
My eyes are open wide. By the way, I made it through the day. I watch the world outside. By the way, I'm leaving out today. I just saw Haley's comment. She was
I'm not afraid. Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness. And there are three different modalities that I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and support you to become aware and more conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify and heal the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and finally, to assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing is about ridding you and your space of negative energy by helping you to connect with your natural, positive, powerful, true self and restoring balance. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights right here on the sky. I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. And starting in October, I have a show with the sky on Mondays at 1 p.m. with Jean Adrian, and it is called Voices of Soul. And that's Mondays at 1 p.m. So this is a live call-in show. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And we're talking about how we can shift from our head to our heart using our intuition. Now we have John on the line from Florida. Hi, John.
Hi, Lori. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. So how can I help you tonight?
Good. I was wondering if you can maybe give me some, insight. My wife and I have been split for like going on 7 months, and she just made contact yesterday.
So she did contact you. Okay. That's
good
news.
My question is this going to lead to a reunion? Because, she speaks Spanish and she's talking to me in English. I don't know where that's coming from, but, I said, she claims to be in another part of the state, and she's like, kind of said she's not coming back, but what do you think?
Well, I did say that she'd probably contact you before the holidays. I wasn't thinking that it was Thanksgiving. I was thinking that it might be Christmas. I think what I would do with that is I would just, stay open and clear. Just again, I would really focus on what it is that you're truly wanting in your life and whether this relationship meets with your expectations or what you're really truly wanting out of life. If she's saying that she's not in the same state and, she's saying that it's over, just, it's a tough one, John, because, again, there are choices that can be made here. And that she, she made some contact, that's good because that's, something that you've been sort of waiting for to see if that could happen. With this contact, are you now able to have a way to contact her or, again, are you just sort of waiting
Not yet. She's calling me with a restricted number, and I told her, hey, I need to be able to contact you, and she kind of wasn't committed,
Right. And there's something.
She called me several times today and told me she's going to call me this evening, so I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a good sign. I think it's good that she's, trying to reach out to you. I do think that, come these type of holiday type seasons as we move into this, I mean, she is definitely thinking about you more. And, I think, just be really open, but be really clear about what you want. It's been a long time since you've sort of connected with her, and a phone call obviously isn't enough, but it's it's a start, and so it means she's thinking of you. And I mean, you'll just have to wait and see what the outcome is. Try not to push it. Try not to overthink it. Just just stay really open, and again, really think about what is important for you. What kind of a relationship is going to meet your needs. I don't know necessarily what's going to happen the next little while. I think, that's been really unclear. What really needed to happen first was it like a first type of contact. So that's now happened, but she hasn't really, explained everything to you. So it's really just a matter of you waiting to see what happens, but not waiting because you're needing her, but just because you're being open. I really want you to think about, did the relationship meet what you needed in your life, and
it did,
whether
it didn't, you know,
right.
It did in many ways, and it could have, I feel, but
yeah, coulda, woulda, shoulda doesn't really help ever in our lives, and so you know that's that part of your thinking is something that I really want you to spend some time and really look at, because I think that you'll find that, you know, when people have problems and they're not willing to work them out together, you know, it's a sign that maybe you want something different. Maybe your soul wants something different. And, you know, I mean, I think that it's very commendable that you're, you know, so wanting to have a reunion with her and, you know, that you're really wanting to do this. But I want you to think about what's best for John. Like, what will help you the most in your life? Is it somebody who, you know, can't make a commitment? Is it somebody who is, you know, when she gets scared, you know, runs off and leaves you for 7 months? You know, these are questions that, you know, really you need to look at. And what part of, you know, what pattern keeps getting repeated here about relationships in your life? Are these the types of relationships that you've kind of attracted in the past? Is this, you know, is this a repeated pattern of you feeling, you know, abandoned and left and, you know, in some ways betrayed? So, you know, really think about what do you really want in a relationship so that, you know, this type of pattern doesn't repeat. And then, you know, if she can step up to the plate, if she can be what you want and need out of a relationship, then, you know, allow her that opportunity. But when you hold on like you've been holding on, which is really lovely, but it doesn't allow either of you to grow. So just sort of breathe through it. Be as open as possible, open to any possibility that, you know, that can come out of this. And in some ways, keep your fingers crossed. But truly, have an idea of what you want in with a life partner. Okay, John?
Okay. Thank you very much.
But let me know what happens. I'm curious to find out, you know, what's going to be the outcome of these three contacts that she's already made. So this is good. I mean, it's a start.
Yes, it is.
It is. All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. So we're talking about, you know, how to shift from your head to your heart using your intuition. This is a live call-in show. Give us a call at 248-545-7685 or use the instant feedback right on the front page of sky.radio.com. All right, so we were talking about, you know, instead of trying to do something, we can learn to be. And in the first part of this, it's learning to accept our circumstances no matter what. So in the case of what's going on in this with this last caller, it's learning to accept that, you know, there's some interesting dynamics being played out in our relationship, and therefore, you know, is this what you want? Or is there something else? And when you move into your heart, what does your heart tell you? Your heart will always give you something that is based from love. It's never based on fear. So abandonment is not part of it. It's also not reconciliation if the two of you are not meant to be together. It's the same with the job. If your soul is not growing within your job, then holding on to it keeps you stuck and stagnant. So allow your heart to be that guidance that you are looking for when you have these questions, when you're seeking, you know, something that will allow you to find answers within or find answers around you. Our intuition works in incredible ways. Often when you put out a question, you know, the answer can come from a song, it can come from a billboard, it can come from the TV or a movie. When we're open to hearing, there are many ways that the universe will show you the answer. We just need to be open. We need to stop resisting. We need to accept the situation and circumstances as they are right now. And what if that's just the way it's supposed to be? And just, you know, what if that's the way it's supposed to be? What if you're supposed to be having, you know, your whole life is supposed to be in a flux and a change. And through this, something incredible is going to happen. But when you resist it, you know, you get stuck and you don't move forward. So what if you're exactly where you're supposed to be right now and it's perfect? It's completely divine. It changes how you think about your life. It changes how you think about what you can do. Because really, what do you do if it's completely perfect? Doesn't mean inaction. It doesn't mean, you know, to go out and distract yourself. It means just be with it, accept it, and then see what comes from that. See what other opportunities present themselves. And ask yourselves, like, who are you? And let that inner being shine through. The wounded aspects of ourselves has been misguided through our unconscious belief system. Feeling into our heart allows us to accept all the areas of our lives and to embrace the difficult along with the uniqueness that is you. This requires a surrender into your heart, knowing that you are divinely perfect right now in this moment. And if you can surrender into your heart and allow your heart to be open, allow your heart to guide you, that's when you shift from your head, a place of constant doing and needing to resist and needing to change and needing to fix and needing to heal. So this is what, you know, this is really, truly what it's all about, learning this part of acceptance. We do have our next caller. We're going to be going close into break, but why don't we start with Amy from Washington. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Lori.
How are you tonight?
I'm okay. I'm hoping maybe you can give me some answers.
Okay.
my husband is a businessman and
right.
travels a lot. And every time we get to where we're going to move, or I have this feeling in me that, and it just comes over me, that we're going to move.
Right.
I don't know when it's going to happen.
Okay.
But I've done it before, and all
right.
of a sudden I just get, like, the butterflies in my stomach, and I can't seem to get it out of my head. And
okay.
So I need to learn to relax.
Yes, definitely. Okay, Amy, I want you to stay on the line. We're going to go
okay.
to break now, and as soon as we come back from break, we will discuss all of this. So we're going to go to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
All day long, we're devoted to your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. With your direct connect to the stars,
Lisa J. Smith,
The Dr. Pat Show,
Liz Souza,
Barbara Mackey,
Glynis McCants,
The Wake Up Call with L. Newman and Tom Force.
Let us know how we're doing.
248-545-7685.
Log on.
NewSkyRadio.com.
24 hours a day.
Your spiritual well-being is our concern.
Awaken the extraordinary.
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Yeah.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is to master a path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, with our relationship with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul discusses each week, every Wednesday night, right here in the sky at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I invite you to join me for this live call-in show where I answer your questions each week. Give us a call at 248-545-7685. And we're back, and we have Amy on the line, and we were just discussing right before we went on break what happens to her right before a move happens, and she does feel that this is going to be happening right now because she's getting the same kind of feeling. So, Amy, is this a move you're not looking forward to? Is that the problem?
No, Lori, I don't know how to explain it. It happened to me once before. Me and my husband were living in Guam, and the business that he was with said that we would live there for 2 to 5 years. And about the 16th month, I told him, we're going to move. I feel it. I know it. We're going to move. And he got really angry. And he said, you need to get that out of your head. It's not going to happen. And about the 18th month, we ended up coming home to the States.
Wow. So it happened quickly.
Yeah, it did. And, I don't think he thinks that, I think I'm going crazy. And, and so about a month ago, or less than a month ago, I told him, honey, I've got this gut feeling again, we're going to move. And he's like, oh, it's not going to happen. And right. He was off at a conference with a whole bunch of businessmen that he works with, some of his bosses, and they brought up, are you willing to move? And my husband said, yes, I'm willing to move. I've gone to Guam. I'd be willing to do this for the company. Well, there's a realignment coming up. I know that. But right. I have that feeling again. Right. And I get, butterflies in my stomach. And I feel like my inner self is saying, you need to start getting this house ready. You need to start doing this. And I don't know if I'm imagining it or if it really is.
No, I think, I think your intuition has been guiding you. I think definitely, I don't really think, it definitely feels like you are very conscious. Now, for whatever reason why it hits you for moves, I'm not sure. I think probably there's other things that your intuition has been telling you. But in this case, because one, it's been verified in the past that this is what, when this happens, this is what happens as a result. So you kind of have a little bit of track record. So that's, that's partly why you're feeling strongly that it will happen again. Do you get any choice? Do you think that that you can sort of put in a request to say, we have to move?
And I don't know where. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know where it'll be. All I know is that it comes to me.
Right.
And so it's like really weird because today I talked to my daughter on the phone and she was saying, and before she said it, I thought it in my head. And she said Barnes & Noble. But before she had said it, I thought Barnes & Noble. I just hadn't said it.
Right.
And so a lot of this is coming about lately, and I think it's, I don't know how to accept it. I don't know, maybe I'm scared of it, or how do I calm myself down to understand it?
That's a good place to start from. So, yes, of course you're afraid of it because you don't really, it's not been part of your everyday experience and, you know, it's sort of, it's developing right now. So it's in a very early phase of understanding and in some ways it can be exciting, but in some ways it can be kind of nerve-wracking because you're not sure, you know, is this really going to be confirmed, or you know, you're still in a doubting phase of, you know, what this is. But so to allow it to have, to allow yourself to open up to it so that all possibilities can move through you, I mean, it's really a matter of you finding your way that brings you some peace, some stillness, some quietness. So, you know, for some people it's looking at an ocean, for other people it's, you know, being part of a mountain, for others it's, you know, just connecting with trees and outside. Nature is one of those, you know, ways that we can sort of feel really grounded and allow that stillness within us to sort of resonate from that same stillness, because in nature it's much quieter. There's not as much noise around, and usually noise is what interferes in our life. So find that space. For some people it's, you know, connecting with their animals, you know, having a purring cat on their lap, or, you know, a dog that adores them, and, you know, going for a walk, or just, you know, just being around that. Some, for some it's children. You know, we all have a unique way of, you know, finding that space. For others it's, you know, having a bath with candles or a glass of wine, or, you know, some way that completely lets you de-stress and to also open up at the same time, so that you're opening up your heart and opening up to possibilities and not being so afraid of them. Sometimes what I might recommend is that you start a journal of the times that, you know, your intuition sort of guides you and brings you answers, whether you hear it or feel it or you have those, you know, butterflies in your stomach. But, you know, find that way that your guidance comes to you. And, you know, maybe right. Start journaling it, because that helps you, you know, get that confirmation.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I just, you know, it's learning how to deal. And, you know, my husband
yes.
will look at me like I'm crazy.
Of course.
You know?
And, of course.
You know, and a lot of other people, I've told some other friends the same thing, but I just know. And I just
yep.
didn't know if you could see it, if I'm not going crazy, or...
Oh, absolutely. You're not going crazy. You are coming into your gifts. For whatever reason, why it's starting now, I don't know, but you definitely...
You know what I think? I think as I'm getting older, I'm more willing to accept it. Because this isn't the first time. I mean, I've had a lot of things, but I think people are scared. So
right.
I love the radio station, because now I can listen to different people, and I can listen to you and not feel like I'm a freak.
Right. Yes, we've all had to deal with that freak thing. or even better, when they call you a witch, you know? Because all of your issues come up as soon as somebody says that, right? Like, we've all been burnt. So, you know, call us a witch and we start freaking out, because there's like this part of us that's unconscious, that's part of the collective unconscious, that makes us go, oh no, I'm not a witch. And then you get, and then
right.
like later in life you go, oh, okay, I can accept that.
Well, you know, it's just I've never really accepted it.
Right.
And I think now that I'm getting older, I'm learning to say, hey, look, Amy, you need to accept it.
Yeah.
You know, and I can feel what other people are feeling.
Right.
That's something else I can do. If somebody walks in a room, I instantly know just like how they feel.
Right.
And so, you
and
know.
And that's a good gift. That's something that I always had when I was a child. I learned how to completely shut that down, and I have allowed it to open up again. But yeah, I mean, that's that is the gift that that a lot of kids have these days. So that's an important one to allow to just grow and be, because that's the one where a lot of...
I can actually walk up to somebody and say, are you okay today? You know, is there anything I can do? And they look at me, and they're like, you know, they can't hide it. And they're like, how do you know? And exactly. It's not that I know. I feel it.
Right.
So, well, I don't want to take up all your show.
That's okay. It's been nice talking to you, because it's certainly something that I think a lot of people might be, you know, worrying about and experiencing. But I'm glad you called. I hope to hear from you again, and we'll expand on that. Okay, Amy?
Yeah. I'm going to keep my mind open and try not to let it get to me. But I thought maybe I was just going crazy.
You're definitely not. Definitely not. Okay, we're going to go to break now. All right. Take care. We're going to go to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Join Kimmy Rose on Interviews, Thursday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. Together as a community, we will embrace the challenges in life and find a way to experience heaven on earth. Spiritual teachers and Kimmy will bring you insight on how to change your life and embrace purpose. Interviews this Thursday night starting at 9. It's all about what's within you.
Life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? In times like these, you need to find a heart's way to clear the blocks to being in your heart where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this space. I can support you to create space to find your own answers and trust your own intuition. I have a free 30-minute consultation please take advantage of. It's called Finding a Heart's Way to Hearing the Gentle Guidance of Your Own Soul. So you just have to go onto my website and register on my website, and you're eligible to take advantage of my free 30-minute consultation. This is a live call-in show. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We do have an instant feedback. Her name is Letty. Basically, she's talking about a strong connection she has with her partner of the past 8 years, and this is the reason she's been holding on to him, because she feels this strong connection. Lately, he's been keeping his distance. They did have a parting of ways in the last little while, and she's wondering if he's doing this on purpose because he wants to hurt her. And she's wanting to know why, and is her intuition right, and what do I see? Okay. So, Letty, what I'm picking up is this one just, I mean, this is a karmic relationship that it's been a few lifetimes. And yes, there is a strong connection. It's partially because you've had a few lifetimes together. It is very karmic, though. It is not a soul connection. It is not something that will allow your soul to continue to grow. It's a karmic relationship. So, which it means is, you know, you came back specifically to work on something. Clearly, he has something that he's working on. You also, you know, have gone through a lot in those 8 years. What you do have is a beautiful son. And that's really what will guide you and bring you into a place of being able to let go of this man. It's not something that's going to allow your soul to grow. You're moving in a different direction, both of you. Is he trying to hurt you? Karma is to move through something. You both are working through something, and you're both, you know, both agreed to come back to work through it again in this life. There could be many different reasons that he's working through some stuff, and there are different reasons why you are. Partially, what you're working through right now is, you worked through it. You had 3 miscarriages before, and now you have a beautiful new son. And your son is who's going to give you a lot of strength in the next little while, and also allow you to create, you know, some of the dreams that you're looking for. You know, is he trying to hurt you? Well, in his mind, you know, he's doing what he feels is best. He's not necessarily consciously trying to hurt you as much as it does hurt, but that's part of your own patterns of abandonment and pain that you've picked up, not only from this life but other lives. So, you know, yes, your intuition is correct. It's also part of the karma that you are burning, that you are changing, that you are shifting, that you are moving forward from. The next relationship you have, the next important relationship you have, I think there are going to be a couple before you get into another serious relationship, but the next you know, long-term serious relationship is likely going to be more of a soul connection for you, and that will allow your souls to grow together versus necessarily moving apart. This was supposed to happen this way. You're both learning something. So what I would suggest to you or encourage you to do is to find the gift, not just your son, although your son is an incredible gift, but to also look at, you know, what has he allowed you to heal? What has he allowed you to move through in this life? What strengths have he given you? What compassion has he offered you? What parts of you? And it's always difficult to let go of painful relationships. In this case, I would totally surrender and find the gift, because there is a beautiful gift, not only your son, but something else that your soul was able to get from this and to move forward. And he will also have to move in his own directions. But I would, you know, I would just surrender. Surrender to your heart, surrender to God, surrender to everything within you to allow yourself to move forward, to allow yourself to stop worrying about what you should have, could have, would have done differently, to not think about what you could have done or the doings that you could do, what you need to change, what you need to heal, but to really allow yourself, as this show has been discussing, is moving from your head to your heart, learning acceptance, learning to love unconditionally, and mostly to love yourself. So I'm going to move into some more of the teaching, but you know, we usually make judgments on everything. And so right now, you know, you're thinking that maybe this isn't what was supposed to happen. Well, what if it was? What if it was divinely perfect, absolutely perfect, just like it is? Can you accept that? Can you love unconditionally? Can you stop making judgments and just really feel from a place of your heart? Because your heart is what will guide you. And that's what we've been talking about tonight. How can you get your heart to guide you? Not from a place of fear, but from a place of love. So, I'm Laurie Houston, and you've been listening to Intuitive Soul. I have a website, which is www.intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email and phone consultations, readings, remote healing, and clearing for personal, home, and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Please take advantage of my free 30-minute consultation on A Heart's Way. And may love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. I wish you all an incredibly happy Thanksgiving weekend. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.